I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
A federal judge in D.C. apologizing to the man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Quote, "What am I to say to Cole Allen that this is going to be a fair process if we're putting him in a safe cell when he's not supposed to be in there? At a minimum, I should be apologizing to him. We are obligated to make sure he's taken care of. Mr. Allen, I'm sorry that things have not been the way they are supposed to," end quote. This comes just a few hours after the suspect was taken off temporary suicide watch. He's due back in court on May 11th for a preliminary hearing.
Wow. Look, I've spent a lot of time, Lee, in federal court, a lot of time of my life, years in federal and state courts. I've never seen a judge apologize to a defendant ever. That's not a thing.
Yeah, that's
it's not a thing. And one of the reasons it's not a thing, among many, is that the defense can take that apology and it becomes admissible. That's why you would not do that. Unless you're a woke lunatic. But this whole the whole thing was absolutely shocking. Todd Pyro, Fox News, he was a former federal prosecutor himself, had this to say about that judge, who is an associate of Obama. He's Pakistani, and his DEI program and geohistory is a mile long, so you can see where he's coming from. He's woke and really honestly sounded quite frankly like a fan of Cole Allen, in much the way a lot of the left sounds like a fan of Luigi Mangione, the Marxist assassin. Here's Todd Pyro.
I'm going to give this judge a little bit of a lesson. While you are entitled to an objectively fair trial, you are not entitled to a subjectively fair incarceration. It's supposed to be tough. That is how we deter people from committing crimes in the first place, by making jail tough and not the Four Seasons. Your thoughts on this shocking comment by this judge?
Yeah. What do you think, Lee?
This is what you've been warning about.
Yep.
Is the Democrat Party and those who support it and those who are promoted within the federal bureaucracy by it are so biased toward certain groups that if they're the ones that are accused of some crime, it's more worrisome about their rights than the victim of the crime.
I have been warning specifically,
yes.
And I'll give you the podcast date, but I've done it on this show too. I've been warning specifically about the federal D.C. district being a post-American Marxist territory without a recognizably American judicial system where the legal norms, the precedents that not just American law has functioned on, but Western law, British law before it, British common law before that, going, by the way, all the way back to the Greeks, which is where all that comes from, gone. Absolutely gone. And these justice systems look more like the Maoist Chinese system, where the thing that matters the most is your value to the party, whether you are ranked as an oppressor or oppressed. And so if this, everybody was reeling from this yesterday. I wasn't. I've been on this for months. And I said, I have predicted, and I can give you the date of the podcast. I did it, if my computer would load it.
Well, there is that.
Here we go. Yes. 3/12/25, America's Woke Jury Problem, my Battleground America podcast. And I said,
wow,
a time is coming in D.C., where you will be able to hurt or kill the president and you will get away with it as long as you do it in D.C. Why? Two reasons. Two simple, and they're very factual and concrete. Number one, the D.C. jury pool is 90% liberal. It's almost 91 liberal. They voted 91% rate for Kamala Harris. Okay, so you got that problem. But number two, there's another problem, and it's almost a bigger problem. First reported by the Washington Free Beacon headline. Left-wing activist group teaches liberals how to get through jury selection and vote not guilty on Trump DOJ prosecutions. Never mentioned jury nullification during jury selection. The group is called Freedom Trainers. Keep your eye on this group. It's a Soros-funded group. You're going to see a lot more about this. I've been on it for a year now. The left-wing activist group is, watch this, Lee, teaching liberals in Washington, D.C. and across the United States how to increase their chances of serving as jurors on cases brought by the Trump Department of Justice so they can undermine its chances of securing convictions. Their instruction videos have been viewed tens of thousands of times. Don't signal an agenda. Say you'll listen to the evidence before forming conclusion. Never mention jury nullification. Once selected, the group tells its trainees to vote not guilty for any reason, regardless of the facts. This is fraud, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to tell people how to lie to the court.
Absolutely. Now, let's go back to this judge. You think he doesn't know about this? It's already working. It's already working. Three Trump assassins, we've seen refusals now to indict by these liberal juries, including, to me, Lee, the most outrageous case, and I made much of it many times on this show, is a case of a woman who posted that she was going to kill Trump, messaged friends that she wanted to assassinate Trump, bought tickets and hotel rooms to travel to assassinate Trump to D.C., before the Secret Service caught up with her. They had multiple charges against her. It was a pretty tight case. It was a pretty good case. Jury wouldn't indict. So that's, you know, charged with a crime. She's out walking around. She's one of three like that last year. There's another separate case of this lunatic attorney who was threatening to kill. He was walking around threatening to kill National Guard members when they were patrolling in D.C. Same thing. Jury wouldn't indict. Remember, and this is how it started, okay? And I told you where it was going to go. Remember the Subway sandwich?
I was just thinking about that, yeah. The Subway assault.
Yeah, big, nasty, greasy sandwiches. No one got hurt, but that's assault. You cannot do that here or anywhere else in the country. You try that with a, I don't know, Greenville police officer. See how that goes for you. You're going to get charged with that. You cannot assault an officer, and the jury refused to indict. That seemed like a small thing. But I told you it's going to escalate eventually. They will be able to kill a Republican in D.C. We are there, and I want to make a prediction here. We're either going to see Cole Allen not indicted by a jury, do not let that surprise you, or not convicted by a liberal jury in D.C., or it's going to be a version of they might get him on the weapons charge, but he's going to get away with the big stuff. Just wait. Just wait, Lee, and if I'm wrong, if they're not quite there yet, let me tell you, the jury nullifiers are working overtime right now. These groups, the Freedom Trainers, if it's not Cole Allen, it'll be the next one. Maybe it'll be this guy that they caught near the White House. I don't know. But this is a problem. And when you look at it, it's part of a bigger ethic. I mean, what do we have yesterday? The announcement that New York is moving two bills that will let serial killers, including Son of Sam and John Lennon's assassin, out of prison in New York. And the parole board is not allowed to consider the severity of their crimes. Can only consider their, actions in prison if they're well-behaved. This is where they're going. Murder is okay. Murderers should be on the streets with us. They should never be separated from us. Murderers are among the, most oppressed people. They deserve to be out. It's okay. So you put that ethic generally, Lee, together with the Trump derangement and the very Marxist post-American nature of the D.C. court system, this is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you get. But why would Judge Farquhar, Zia Farquhar, say what he said yesterday? Well, he's woke. Well, he's liberal. Well, he's nuts. Yes, all those things are true. But that's not why he said it. He did it deliberately to impact this case, to get Cole Allen off on these charges. And I'm going to tell you exactly what he was doing coming up. You're not going to hear this from anybody else. Our side has not figured out how much danger we're in from these people. We just haven't figured it out. We will. We're going to understand it. But you'll be ahead of the pack if you listen to the next segment. I'm going to explain it, and I'm going to tell you exactly what this judge was doing. It wasn't a crazy woke statement. It was calculated.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
Kind of predicting it back in March of 2025, a time would come when Democrats could commit just about any crime, including murder, in D.C., in the D.C. court district, and get away with it. And I've been screaming about the implications of this because Congress is located in D.C. You have these juries that are 91% Democrat. That's the vote for Kamala Harris. And two, I didn't come up with this idea. I was shocked when I stumbled upon it. They did. Here's the article. Who did? Freedom Trainers. It's a Soros-sponsored Democrat NGO that trains people how to get on juries, how to lie once you're on a jury and say you can be fair and then deliver a not guilty verdict or a not indicted, in other words, not charged verdict, because obviously a jury needs to charge somebody before they can go to trial. When did this start? 2024. Democrats began putting this together before Trump took office in anticipation of his term. When do we start seeing things we've never seen before? 25. And the other thing about D.C., D.C. is a small place, relatively, in terms of who lives there and who could serve on a jury, okay? So what is going on with this judge? Why would he say that? He's woke. He's a friend of Barack Obama. Okay, yeah. He's a lunatic. Yeah. He's a fan of Cole Allen, the Trump assassin. That was really clear yesterday. Yeah, but that's not why he did it. He's tainting the jury pool. He did it on purpose to taint the jury pool. The jury pool is small. Oh, look at poor Cole Allen, a man of color. Look how he's being treated. He's oppressed. Look what the evil Trump administration is doing. I mean, anyone can understand why you'd need to kill him. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm not the only one thinking it. Here's constitutional attorney Mark Smith. In all the coverage yesterday, one person has this figured out. He was on Fox when he said this.
This really is the tip of the iceberg in that it shows that the problems and challenges that the Department of Justice and Jeanine Pirro is going to have in getting a conviction here. Even though you have videotape evidence, you have admissions, you have selfies about what this guy was going to do and then did, still you are going to be in front of a D.C. jury, in front of a D.C. judge, many of whom may have some version of Trump derangement syndrome. And one does wonder if that's going to pose a real challenge to a conviction in this case, despite the apparently strong evidence against Cole Allen here.
It won't matter.
But I think it is a challenge for the Department of Justice they're going to have to confront.
Yeah, it is a challenge. They're going to have to confront it. Do not be surprised if one of two things happen. They can't get an indictment, or they can't get an indictment on the most serious charges against Cole Allen. So maybe they'll get him on a gun charge, but they won't indict on the longer charge. Don't be surprised. Here's how it works. Okay, federal system, juries have 16 to 23 members. And you need a quorum of at least 16, right? To get an indictment, 12 jurors have to vote in favor. It does not require unanimity. In the last three assassination cases, one of the National Guard, he was a liberal lunatic. The other two were Trump assassination cases. One was a serious one. I'm still worried about the woman they let go. They couldn't get an indictment. Now, here's where you're really, I worry about it. You got to have unanimity. It's got to be unanimous for a conviction. I just don't see the left doing that in this case. And if Cole Allen does get convicted of trying to murder and assassinate, remember, not just Donald Trump, his entire cabinet, and also liberal journalists, and that's going to be the hangup. If he just tried to kill Trump, I think they'd let him off. But there were liberal journalists in between Trump and Cole Allen, and that's going to be the mitigating factor for the lunatics on the jury, who will have been approached and coached by freedom trainers. And that's why this is happening, okay? It's not just that the left is nuts, although they are, but it's deliberate. Freedom trainers, look this up. It'll blow your mind. Sponsored by George Soros Community Change, has been training juries specifically in D.C. to nullify. Doesn't matter what the facts are. If it's a Republican, we convict. If it's a Democrat, we let them go. Freedom Trainers describes itself as a loose network of trainers teaching collective non-cooperation. It was established in late 2024. Tens of millions of views of their videos. Pamphlet produced by the group makes the point more clearly. Attendees, it says, can vote not guilty for any reason you believe is just that. No, that's not how the system is supposed to work. That's a lie, but all the left does is lie. Now, what do we get? This starts in 24. They're doing these trainings online. They're doing them live stream. They're doing them in person. They are outside of the courthouses in D.C. handing these pamphlets out. Why? Because there are a lot of cases still left over from the National Guard. A lot of people that the National Guard picked up that Jeanine Pirro is prosecuting. So they're just poisoning the jury pool, poisoning the jury pool, poisoning the jury pool. Folks, this is why I've started calling these liberal federal districts post-constitutional, post-American, not recognizably American. Yes, geographically American, but this is not our culture. This is not legal precedent. This is not recognizable. You want to know who our first post-American Supreme Court justices? Ketanji Brown Jackson. She keeps just voting like she's a congresswoman. Well, I agree on that issue. I disagree. What about legal precedent? Screw that. I don't care. This is where we are, folks. And eventually they're going to have to move. I'm not kidding. Move Congress out of D.C.
Meta back on trial in New Mexico, threatening to pull Instagram and Facebook in the state.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.